Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
It is quite unfortunate that many religious men think that certain elements of the gospel message should be hidden rather than simply declared as plainly as the scriptures speak of them. Some of these are the absoluteness of God and his decrees. He said, "I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Can his hand be stayed? Can his will be thwarted?" Plainness of speech requires an answer that does not equivocate. Then we see the unconditional election and predestination of his children unto eternal life, and his determination to destroy the reprobate who he has ordained unto destruction and created for this purpose. Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? Who maketh thee to differ from another? Then there is the definite and particular atonement for sin which Christ has performed in order to redeem those whom he has loved with an everlasting love. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Then there's the effectual calling of the elect unto Christ and the application of the gift of faith to those whom he calls. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. And finally, there's the complete and total salvation of those whom Christ has redeemed. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Do you rejoice in the truth of the gospel?
Email questions or comments to forthepoor@windstream.net.